web with spots of water on it.
Right, I've seen them a many times. But I just tell you what, we'd call them spider webs.
They're all spider webs.
Spider web, you know, because these spiders build them things.
I see.
Too. But it probably has a different name, you know. But we just didn't learn to name all of them, you know, different names.
Well, I think some people call them cobwebs and some spider webs.
Spider
webs,
yes.
It's all the same thing, I guess.
That's what we thought.
And if you see a bug that flies around a light, you can't keep him away from the light. He's got kind of powdery wings, and he goes, the minute he sees a light, he flies around it.
Many times I've seen them, yes, and we have some bugs. We call them candleflies.
Candleflies. And if the bugs, they look about the same thing. They get in your clothes and lay eggs and they eat them up. What's that? Especially wool, I guess.
Yes, mites. We call them mites.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have anything you call a moth?
Well, moles. That's what we call them, moles.
Uh-huh.
Yes, man, you'd be surprised how much them things do eat up your clothes or cut them up, you know. Yeah. Little as they is, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Moles, you know. And you're putting up clothes that way, wool and everything, you mostly have to put these mole balls in there. They got some stuff they call mole balls. Mm-hmm. Some stuff, it smells strong and all, and the scent, odor of it stays with it. And that will keep them out of them. Yes, sir. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And how about the bug that flies around and flashes its light with his tail?
Oh, man, lightning bug.
Uh-huh.
I caught a lot of them and put them in bottles.
I bet when you were a boy.
Yes, sir. We've enjoyed, John. That's
enjoyed
right.
That.
Yes.
And how about the kind of bug that goes over water and he has two sets of wings? And he darts, hovers, and darts.
We call them snake doctors.
Snake doctor.
Yes.
I see. Does that mean there's a snake around?
We look for them around. Yes, sir, that's right. We look for them, you know, when it's around.
Uh-huh.
We call them a snake doctors.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And how about some birds that you have? Big bird that's got big eyes and makes... noises at night.
Oh, squinch owls.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And if they're bigger than a squinch owl, and they go
hootin' owls. We call them a hootin' owls. Yes, sir.
Hootin'. And how about the bird that uses his beak and cuts out?
Some folks call them woodchucks, and we always call them peckerwoods.
Uh-huh. Somebody told me that, in fact, he showed me, he had a transom like that, and a peckerwood came up and just cut a hole the size of my palm.
Yes, sir.
Just as neat and round.
Yes, sir, they do it.
Just,
yes, sir.
And took it right out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's right.
Matter of fact, he shot him, and he kept him on the mantle.
Yes, sir. I say, good. And you take on these big power lines. Man, I've seen holes in there, and them people have come along, you know, and this big holes in there, you know, they cut in there, you know, and make build nests in there. They come along and nail screens over it to keep them out of there, you know. Yes, to keep them replacing that post. It wasn't, you know, bad enough, but they would soon eat that post in two, you know, and that's right.
They got a lot of energy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sure.
And how about little animals that are... Oh, they kill your chickens. What do you call those? All different kinds. What do you call those? If they come in from the woods and get in the chicken house and